Hi, and welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. I'm Z. Michelson, along with my sidekick and producer, Jay Lawrence.
I'm right here.
Hey, Jay, bang the drum, blow the horn.
Yes.
This is episode 19 of our Z. Michelson Travel Podcast.
How about this?
Woohoo, woohoo!
Those trumpets are in the background there.
And what's really great is that you can listen to our podcast anytime, day or night. You can even binge listen. I like that. All you have to do is just go to your favorite podcast server and say, Z. Michelson Travel Podcast.
That's all you have to do.
We want to make sure we talk everything and anything travel, from what to pack to where shall we go and how do we get there and everything in between. And you know something? Today is not going to be any different. So stay tuned.
And I'm excited about today's program. Who is sponsoring today's program, Z?
Z. Michelson Travel Podcast is sponsored by Collage Travel Radio. Collage Travel Radio is focused on the travel industry and brings you great light and bright music streaming on the internet 24/7. And it's absolutely free.
How free is it?
It's free.
Streaming, I said, is it? Wow.
This station is for the independent traveler and for travel advisors. Just click to listen to Collage Travel Radio.
Your memories, your collage. Welcome to Collage Travel Radio.
You'd think it's all about trains.
Trains are part of travel.
Yeah. And we did a podcast on trains.
We did.
And you did a good job. And so then Collage Travel Radio blended in there. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been chatting about our national parks.
Yes.
There are so many, and we are just touching on a few.
Yes.
But we have been chatting about my picks and my home state. But today we're going where?
To Illinois.
That's where you hail from, isn't it?
Yes.
You're really excited about it, I bet.
I bet. I am. Yes, I am.
Well, but before we get into the national parks and where we're going, it's time for your tip of the week. What you need to know. I got this straight from the CDC. With more and more places opening up to travel, which is really great, you may want to be aware of some of the regulations for COVID-19.
Oh, let's get over that.
I know. First things first, you want to make sure you're up to date with your COVID-19 vaccines before you travel internationally. You will want to check your destinations with COVID-19 situation and travel requirements before traveling. Each country may have their own entry and exit requirements. Your travel advisor can assist you with this. When you travel to the United States by air, you're required to show a negative COVID test or documentation saying you recovered from COVID-19 before you get on board that plane.
Yes.
Wearing mask requirements are changing almost on a daily basis. But when you wear a mask, make sure you are wearing a mask over your nose and mouth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand the people that pull it under their chin. It really doesn't work
right
that way.
Even in the doctor's offices.
So make sure you have the mask on properly. Also, if you contract COVID while overseas, and if you are with a tour group, notify your tour director immediately. They will advise you of the required steps in the country you're in. Most of all, don't panic.
You had a little incident with that, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a few people that went overseas, and one of them did contract COVID. Luckily, she was pretty good. She was in pretty good shape because she was inoculated and boosted, so she only got that the Omicron strain. But they had to follow directions, take the test, and wait until she was negative before popping back on that plane.
And then you did mention the fact that it's also a good idea to have that travel insurance, right?
Absolutely.
Just in case something like that happens.
If something like that happens when you're overseas, travel insurance does step up to the bat. I mean, you might not get fully reimbursed. But, you know, I'd rather spend $50 as opposed to $150.
Right. Well, didn't you say that the person that contracted this had to stay in a hotel for a couple of days?
Right. She had to stay in a hotel. The hotel she was being paid by her insurance company $150 per night. The hotel, unfortunately, was $270 a night.
Oh.
So she didn't have to pay $270. She only had to pay $120.
All right.
So it does help.
It's...
But
you always push that insurance, and you're not pushing it. You're just advising us.
I'm advising they should get insurance. And just to let you know, it is insurance. So they're not going to give you the money while you're sitting there overseas. You got to come home and do a claim, just like car insurance or anything else.
Oh, okay.
So you just, it's out-of-pocket expense, and then make sure you save all your receipts. And by the way, home test will not work for the insurance. You have to have a medical test.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. But things are changing.
Yes.
They were not quarantined.
Yes.
They did not have to quarantine. They just had a mask up when they contracted it.
Now, we're talking about these masks.
Yes.
And I wondered if the Lone Ranger had a problem with that because he had to wear a mask all the time.
Well, it was linen. That wouldn't have been allowed.
I'm sorry. Where do I come up with these stupid ideas, right?
Oh, the Lone Ranger. Hi-ho, Silver.
All right. What's the topic of the week?
The topic of the week, of course, is national parks. I know we've been talking national parks for several weeks. We kicked off before National Parks Week, and we are still going for maybe another week or two. Just enough to whet everybody's appetite for you to rediscover America.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, and, that's really fun. And you can start with our national parks. I know the National Parks Foundation is always taking donations to help preserve our parks, so keep that in mind. So as you know by now, there are 423 national parks. That's a lot.
And we have gone to what? Florida?
Right.
Alaska?
Yep.
Hawaii?
Yep.
Georgia?
Yep.
And New York?
Yep.
So where are you going to take me today?
Well, don't forget, if you're a U.S. citizen or permanent resident over the age of 62... you can get a park pass for only $80, and it's good for all entries into all the national parks, and it's good for life.
Great.
So that's kind of cool.
And I've got mine. I carry it with me wherever I go in case I run into a national park.
Right. And a lot of people ask, well, what about my sister who's in the car with me? Yep, they're covered because you're going in with the car.
Yeah. So just take the car with you.
Like the old-fashioned going to the movie theater where you packed everybody in.
Yeah.
So, Jay,
yes.
You must really be excited about your home state of Illinois.
Boy, I am excited. I am excited. The amazing thing was I saw an advertisement on TV for the state of Illinois.
When did you see that?
Just the other day.
Ooh.
Just the other
day. So we're right on point.
We are so on point. And you've mentioned it. And, let's get into it so we can talk about.
All right.
Because sometimes you don't think about Illinois as being a state to visit.
I know, Illinois.
Other than Chicago.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we both said that together, Chicago.
With the accent.
Yeah.
So, do you know any of these parks that we're going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail.
Bingo.
Lincoln's Home National Historic Site.
Bingo.
Mormon Pioneer National Historic Trail.
Bingo.
Pullman National Monument.
Bingo.
The Trail of Tears National Historic.
That one's kind of really a hard one, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
All right, what about the Lewis and Clark National Historical Trail?
Well, Illinois is just one of the many states that they traveled through.
They had to drag yourself through it to get west.
Right. The trail is approximately 4,900 miles long, extending from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to the mouth of the Columbia River near present-day Astoria, Oregon. It follows the historic outbound and inbound routes of the Lewis and Clark Expedition, as well as the preparatory section for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to the Wood River in Illinois.
Yes.
Where is the Wood River in Illinois?
I do not know. It's probably up north a little bit.
I was hoping you would know exactly where it was. You were canoeing on it or something.
I did not canoe on the Wood River.
Well, I know. I was on the trail when I was in South Dakota.
I was on the trail in Montana.
See? So we were both on trails.
Yeah.
But just knowing that back in the day they traveled this journey, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Like we say, we've both been on the trail somewhere.
Right. And apparently you didn't go on the trail in Illinois.
I did not. I did not even think about them going through Illinois, but of course they had to go through
Illinois. Well, how old were you when you left Illinois?
How old was I when I left Illinois?
Were you a wee child?
When I left Illinois, I was 24 years old.
Well, you were up there, so you should have been seeing some of these sites.
Then I went to Nebraska, and then we saw the Oregon Trail there.
Right.
In the sand hills, there's still those trail marks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you didn't see it in Illinois, but you've seen it on the trail.
Yes.
Well, I was watching a documentary the other day on Lewis and Clark and everything that they had to go through.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty crazy. I don't know if I could do that traveling these. I don't think I could travel like I do now, they did then.
Right, and you saw the boat that they were on when they left St. Louis.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Tom Sawyer.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, they've got a replica of that in Bozeman, Montana.
In Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah, well, that's...
We're not at that national park yet.
No, right. But to me, you see the rivers, how they curve around.
Right, and the rapids.
Yeah, and you go, how did they ever... You'd think a river straight, but it's not.
Oh,
it curves, and so it seems...
And it's not smooth.
Yeah, one day you'd be, you know, weren't we just there?
Right. And then naturally they were going through Indian territory or Native American territory, as we call it now. But that must have been scary. You know, that's kind of a scary. And they had all their supplies on there. And oh, my God.
And just think how quiet it was.
Just how quiet it was. There was no hustle and bustle of those buses or cars. Well, let's get off the Lewis and Clark Trail and go to Lincoln's home, National Historic
Site. We're talking. We're talking.
He was our 16th president.
Now we're talking.
Did you go?
I've been there.
Yay!
I have been there, and I got there before the last time I was in Springfield, they have completely mauled off the whole block that he was in.
Really?
But the first time I was there, it was just kind of like you could kind of park out front and walk in.
Go in.
But it was a national tour at that time.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're still having a tour. You can tour the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's on the corner of 8th and Jackson Streets.
Yes.
So you've been there.
Oh, I've been there. Oh, I'm a big Lincoln fan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And of course, you can see his bedroom, and you see, he's 6 foot what?
He was like 6'4".
And the beds were so small. How did they ever sleep together?
I don't know how they, you know, his feet dangled.
Yes.
Well, you went to Lincoln's. I went to Roosevelt's. Look at that. We've both been to presidents' homes.
Yes. And that's one. You speak about presidents. Mm-hmm. That's one of my bucket lists. I want to do a tour.
Tour of all the president's homes?
What do you call it? A road trip around the country. I'd map that out.
You're going to have a lot from the Northeast.
Well, I was going west. I was doing...
Oh, you want to start west and go north?
I was doing the Truman, Eisenhower, Nixon, Reagan, Herbert Hoover, he was in Iowa.
The newer president.
Yeah, yeah. Then I guess I would have to go to the east. Okay, so that's two different trips.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
I mean, because you got the Roosevelts, both of them are in New York.
Yes.
And then you also have Van Buren, who's also in New York.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, you have George Washington and John Adams, and they're all in the
Northeast. Now, of course, I've been to another president's home in Illinois. Can you guess who that would have been?
Tick, 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 tick.
He was after Lincoln.
It was after Lincoln.
It was Ulysses Grant.
Ulysses F. Grant.
Yeah, he used to live in Galena, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would I think he was not from Illinois?
Well, I know, but he moved to Galena, Illinois.
Oh, he moved there.
In between, but he lived there.
Oh, so like when he was a lawyer or something.
Yeah. He was never a lawyer. He was a fighter.
He was a fighter.
Yeah. I just read a great book about his life, but yes, I've been.
But he was the Civil War.
Yes, he won the Civil War for President Lincoln.
When was Illinois in the Civil War?
When was Illinois in the Civil War?
They weren't.
Well, yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Were they really?
Well, yes, they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got to open my history book and look to see what states were involved in the Civil War.
All of them.
Well, we didn't have all 50 states during the Civil War.
or all 54, as President Obama said.
Maybe wishful thinking.
Yes.
Well, let's move right along. Let's go to the Mormon Pioneer National Historic Trail. Were you there?
No.
Well, we explore the Mormon Pioneer National Historic Trail. It's across 5 states.
Yes.
A 1,300-mile route traveled by the Mormons who fled Nauvoo. Nauvoo.
It's
Is that
Nauvoo.
How you pronounce it?
Yes.
Nauvoo.
Now, I can't remember if I've been to Nauvoo or not.
Now, Nauvoo means something. It means beautiful place.
Yes.
It's a Hebrew word, which surprises me in itself because Mormons are not Hebrews. But they utilize that word, I guess, to describe the area.
Yes.
So have you been to the area?
Well, I know I've been to the area. I know I've, but I've always heard of Nauvoo, and I'm sure they have good wines there now. Ah. It's good wine country now.
Okay, all right. Well, it's near the Great Salt Lake Valley, 1846 to 1847. So here's some brief history. The Mormons settled along the bend of the Mississippi River in Illinois, mm-hmm. and they established the community called Nauvoo, which means beautiful place in Hebrew. It was a Nauvoo that Smith cautiously began introducing the Old Testament practice of plural marriages, polygamy,
yes,
among the select church leaders. Thousands of converts flocked to Nauvoo
to get double marriages.
Right. Little did they know, double marriages means double divorce and lots of alimony. No. Soon making it the largest town in Illinois. Neighbors initially welcomed the order, industrious settlers, despite their religious differences, but relations kind of soured later on.
And then they moved on.
And then they moved
were basically, he was basically going to use Nauvoo as the center
as
of
the
Mormon religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when they moved on to
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake. Thank you. Thank you.
Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one place I'd like to go. I mean, I've traveled through Utah, you know, going from point A to point B, mm-hmm. but I haven't really stopped and really experienced
I've it. Seen it.
You've seen it?
I've been to Salt Lake.
Yeah, wow, I haven't been
I've
there.
Been to the Tabernacle.
You've been, you couldn't go in.
I couldn't go in, but I've been there.
Say, there it is. There it goes.
And flying out of Bozeman, Montana, mm-hmm. sometimes you have to fly to Salt Lake to make a connection back east.
That would make sense.
And so you fly into Salt Lake, and oh my goodness, there's mountains all around. And
I love mountains.
Yes.
You know
me.
I love my mountains.
And the way the weather's turning in the state of Florida at the moment, it's called summer is coming, and maybe it's time to go west.
Again, we're still in Illinois, believe it or not.
Oh, yes. Well, you notice
we kind of got off the trail.
But a lot of people have left Illinois and moved west or east.
Yeah, it's kind of like a stopping point, it seems.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. what they call it. That's what the advertisement is called the center state something. Central Visitors Center or something like that.
Yeah, because that's kind of everything that we're talking about here, the Mormon pioneers, the Lewis and Clark Trail, all of that. Now, we got the Pullman National Monument.
Yes.
Now, the Pullman National Monument was designated by President Barack Obama in February of 2015, making it the first National Park Service unit in Chicago. The park tells the stories of one of the first planned industrial communities in the United States, the sleeping car magnate who helped create it, and the workers who lived there. The district is significant for its influences on urban planning and design, as well as its role in American labor history, including the 1894 Pullman strike and boycott.
Yes, I wasn't there then.
You weren't there then, but did you go to the Pullman National
I've
Monument?
I've been there.
Yeah.
But you see, I did not go to the National Pullman because I haven't been there since...
Since it was designated the
yes,
National.
Okay. Yes, but it's very, very interesting.
Well, it's now located in Pullman neighborhood of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The historic district includes the site of the former Pullman Palace Car Works Shops and Administration Building, the Hotel Florence, named after George Pullman's eldest child, Arcade Park, and the Greenstone Church, currently Greenstone United Methodist Church.
Right.
Also within the district is A. Philip Randolph Pullman Porter Museum, named for the prominent leader A. Philip Randolph, which recognizes and explores African-American labor history.
And
mm-hmm.
and the row houses, because the workers lived in the houses that provided.
Yeah. Now, were they apartments or just houses?
It would be more like apartments.
Well, I know when I grew up in the city, we used to call our apartments railroad rooms.
Well, yeah, that's because
that
they were straight back.
Yeah,
yeah, they were probably, I did not go in, but I have seen them.
So do you know if they were the same styling that we had when I grew up?
You know, that I cannot say. I cannot honestly say that.
You'll have to go back and look.
I can see it in my head. I'm walking through the parking mm-hmm. lot now,
right.
Looking at the
houses.
At the houses, but I don't know what was like inside.
Well, you know, considering what I'm hearing, I haven't seen this, considering what I'm hearing, apparently he took somewhat care of his people that worked for him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, of course, then it's like 16-ton, what do you get another day older and
deeper
in debt? You know, what would you owe the old
16-ton, and what do you get
another day older and deeper in debt, you know. the old, what's that? Some, you pay the, you got to pay the owner, you know, basically.
Basically,
so,
you're paying
so,
back.
So it's kind of like they kept them right there. They couldn't really move, but yet you're right. At least they provided housing for the workers.
So that's kind of cool. Now, here's something that always tears at my heartstrings, which is the Trail of Tears, National Historic Trail. It remembers and commemorates the survival of the Cherokee people, forcefully removed from their homelands in Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee to live in Indian Territory, now Oklahoma. They traveled by foot, horse, wagon, and steamboat from 1838 to 1839. You know, it's kind of sad.
It is.
Yeah, you know, but it is the Trail of Tears. It's a National Historic Trail. You can go visit it, and it's, you know, it's a memory that we need to be aware of.
But that is the one that I do not even know where that would be in Illinois.
Really?
Because I do not know. Well, of course, the hometown that I lived in was a name of an Indian named Chief. The chief's name was Chillicothe.
Oh, okay.
And that's...
That's an Indian name.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'd never heard of them being moved out of the area, but I don't know. But
apparently they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To go to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, Jay, what I've learned from these parks, it, like I said, it's all midway point or starting off point for those that are moving on.
Yeah. And yes, and I've seen this ad on TV, so you're gonna have to check that out.
I haven't seen the ad.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm gonna have to watch my television more often.
Yeah, I probably was watching American Pickers.
Oh, I don't watch them anymore.
Yeah,
I'm mad at them.
Yeah, well, it's all repeat.
I know.
So if it's a good episode, oh, I've seen this before, but I want to learn more.
Right, I want to tune in on what I need to know.
Yeah, I'll check that out again. But until that time, I don't.
Until that time.
Yes.
Wow. So there we go. That was Illinois. So the featured product I'm going to talk about this week is pretty cool.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to go to my apps.
For
my featured product of the week. You know, I have talked about learning a few words when you go overseas from whatever country you're going to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have an app on my Apple phone. It's called Translate.
Bingo.
And you can type in a word and it will convert it to whatever language you need. It can do conversations as well.
Yes.
You talk into the mic and then convert to the language you need. And it doesn't get any easier than that.
Well, sometimes it doesn't convert correctly.
Well, I noticed one small problem.
What's that?
When you try to convert to Chinese.
Oh, really?
It gives you the Chinese symbols. So if you don't know how to read the symbols, yeah, well. But you can have somebody you're talking to, you show them the symbols, and they'll know what you're talking about.
Well, yes.
So it's called Translate. It's on my Apple phone. And I'm sure that if you have an Apple, it's on your phone, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't cost me anything.
No. Yeah. That's very good. But, you know, I've used that quite extensively.
I know, I've heard.
I was using Japanese?
Are you going to Japan?
It was Spanish.
Boy, that's a difference.
Yeah. And yes, you talk into it,
mm-hmm.
and then...
It gives you the conversion.
It would, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, like I said, when you're going overseas, just a few words will help. You know, hello, how are you? Thank you. You know, goodbye. You know, can I... You know,
hello.
Yeah. It's, you know, and just little bits and pieces. So much traveling to do.
Where's the bathroom?
Right. The bathroom is a big question. Yeah. So much traveling to do, so little time.
Yes.
But more to come.
You keep saying that.
Yep. So stay tuned to the end to see what we'll be talking about next week.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
You can listen to you and me. Jay and myself are on Collage Travel Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Real easy. Just go to www.collagetravelradio and just click to listen. It's absolutely free. It's 24/7 light and bright music all day long. You can even promote your business on Collage Travel Radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is email zimmermanpromotions@msn.com and say, I want to advertise on Collage Travel Radio, please. And someone will get back to you and let you know how. No obligation to find out how. Easy peasy. What I'd like everybody to do is follow me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can even like me on Facebook. Do you have a favorite location or an interesting tip? Let me know. Z, that's Z-E-E, at zmichelsontravel.com, and you may just hear your name and tip talked about over the air. Woo, woo.
Yes, I would like to hear from somebody. And, oh, someone's calling right now.
I hear a bell ring.
Yes, yes. She's on her way, by the way.
Good. Who's ever on her way is on her way now.
Yes, yes.
So let's take a look at national parks. There's so many of them, and you want to know more about how to get there, what they got, go to NPS, National Park Service, .gov.
.gov, G-O-V.
Right, yeah. So NPS.gov, and you can see all the national parks and what they got there. So just hit the road. That's part of the fun. So whether by train, car, or boat, get there. And you can hike it, bike it, stroll it, or just roam it and explore. I'm very excited to let you know my podcasts have been picked up on Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and so much more. You can still find me on some of your favorite podcast players, and please give me a review. I'd like to hear from you. Oh, thanks for listening today. I appreciate it. If you are looking for great places to travel to, visit my website, zmichelsontravel.com. You can explore just by clicking the mouse.
There's so much on there.
There really is. There's all different so adventures.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're exciting adventures. And feel free to surf my site. Give me a call with any questions. So this week we went to Jay's home state of Illinois.
Woohoo!
We have so many more states, but we still will do one more, I think, and it'll be another state I lived in, California.
California, here we go.
Right. Oh. So join me as we rediscover America and our national parks. It's time to travel. Start packing. This is Z. Michelson making your travel dreams come true.